In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Boniface, a bishop and martyr. He was an apostle to Germany in the 7th century and converted almost the whole nation, or at least drove out idolatry. And we have the gospel today, the Beatitudes, speaking of our Lord speaks of the Beatitude and the Sermon of the Mount, and the Beatitudes are like a manual for saints, a manual for us who want to be saints, and it teaches us to really take seriously all the teachings of Jesus, to put them all into practice in a full, total, complete way. Blessed are It's putting all the virtues into practice, all the teachings of Jesus and his gospel, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all this taken together in put it into practice with all our heart. And it's not piecemeal. It's not taking some of the teachings of Jesus and not others. It's taking them all into our life. And this is, again, a manual for the saints, those who want to be saints. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness, who really want to be saints. They will investigate all the teachings of Jesus and not leave any out. We don't want to leave any out. You know, of course, the devil is going to look for our weakest link, and so we want to investigate all the teachings of Jesus and put them all into practice, all the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. And even blessed are those who accept persecutions and accept their crosses in this life. And blessed are the meek and those who will control their anger. Blessed are those who mourn. And blessed are the merciful, those who are merciful to their neighbor, don't judge their neighbor, but who are charitable in their thoughts and their words. Blessed are the poor who really strive to be detached from the things of this world, who take the things that they have, their money, their material possessions, and they share them to their neighbors, to those who are poor, less off, those who are generous and giving, and not holding on to things and afraid that they're going to not have things and not count on the providence of God, that kind of detachment. And how many people live a purity of heart in these days, you know, purity of heart and mind and thoughts and words and actions and things that we do in this world. Blessed are those who practice custody of the eyes as part of purity of heart, strict custody of the eyes, like St. Dominic Savio, who had such a strict custody of his eyes. He said he only wanted to look upon the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven and use his eyes for that reason. Those who really strictly practice purity of heart are really going to practice all the other virtues, because it takes such a strong effort, especially in our day. Blessed are those who mourn and those who are persecuted, those who carry their crosses, who embrace crosses, who expect crosses in this life, and who offer them up to our Lord in union with him, imitating the sufferings of Jesus in this life. How many people want to do that, or will do that, or are willing to do that? Only those who want to be saints, only those who hunger and thirst for holiness. So let us put these into practice. Let us truly strive to be saints, because this is God's will for us. God's will for us to put all these Beatitudes into practice.